Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, brother. How's everybody today on this wonderful Father's Day? Amen. Those watching online that weren't able to make it with us, happy Father's Day. Amen. The title for today's message again is The Heart of a Father. God, the Father of all. The Heart of a Father. God, the Father of all. How many of y'all are glad y'all know that we not only have an earthly Father, but we have, more importantly, a heavenly Father that put us here and is here for us for an eternity if we accept Him, right? How many of y'all know that sometimes we get a little sidetracked, don't we? So sometimes here on earth, when we have issues with our heavenly Fathers, we cut them out, don't we? We don't go around seeing them for a while. Amen? Hey, guess what? Unfortunately, we have people like that that are still following Jesus that sometimes when they have an issue, they cut Him out. They don't go around Him for a while. Amen? I'm glad that we got a Father that, just like our earthly fathers, loves us enough, and even more than our earthly fathers, loves us enough to accept us back when we mess up. When we come back from doing stupid stuff of our own, amen, and come back to where we should have been in the first place with our earthly fathers and with our heavenly fathers as well. I know I've struggled with that when I was little. I know I wasn't necessarily the, best son, best child in the household. I may have got in my share of trouble. Y'all know that's true, right? Yeah. Hey, that's all right. But guess what? Back then, a parent could discipline their child. Amen. And the child didn't like it, trust me. My butt didn't like it. Like my real butt. Because that's where most of the discipline went. Well, my honey. Amen. But when you look back at it now, you're like, maybe I was for the best. Maybe I was out of line. Amen. Now, you can't even whip a child without somebody threatening to call CPS on you. So how are we supposed to raise kids to do the right thing when the world tells them it's okay? You ain't worried about it. Just do whatever you want to do. Amen. But guess what? Again, we got that God that's the Father of all for us to look forward to. Amen. So here you go. Good morning, congregation. Today we're being gathered to celebrate a special day. A day set aside to honor the men who have played an essential role in our lives. Our fathers. Father's Day is a time for us to reflect on the significant impact that fathers have on their families, communities, and the world in general. We're going to turn to some scripture to help us understand the heart of the Father and how we can honor them today. Your first two scriptures, I'm going to read your first two together. Your first one is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. And then we're going to move to Luke 15:11-32. Ephesians 6, 4, and then Luke 15:11-32. These will be the NIV versions. 6:4 says this: Fathers, do not exasperate. You told me I was going to mess that word up, and I was so trying not to. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. And in Luke 15:11-32, we've all heard this story, right? Jesus continued, There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all that he had and he set off for a distant country and there squandered all his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country and he began to be in need. In other words, he went through his money, didn't he? So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating. But no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and he went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and he's alive again. He was lost and he's found.' So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and he asked him what was going on. 'Your brother came back,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has him back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry." A lot of us would be like that, wouldn't we? Yeah, I lost my thing. Where was I? Yeah. He became angry. There we go. And refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you with him and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you give me even a young goat so I can celebrate with my friends." Or you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. "But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill a fatted calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you're always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we have to celebrate and be glad because your brother, this brother of yours, was dead and is alive. He was lost, but he is found." Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your scriptures this morning, Lord. Lord, as always, I thank you for allowing your Holy Spirit to use me, Lord. Lord, as always, may it be your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, may you open our heart, mind, and soul, Lord, to the blessing and the message today, Lord. And may we get a new understanding and a new love for you, Lord, as our Father today, Lord. Lord, as we celebrate our earthly fathers, Lord, ultimately, every one of them came from you, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. Lord, and we ask you just to be with us through the rest of the service. In your name I pray. And everybody say it? Amen. Now we're going to talk about a few things, right? The heart of a father. One thing in the heart of the father, we have to talk about their role. In Ephesians 6:4, we read, "Fathers, do not provoke your child to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." That verse highlights the dual role of a father: to guide with love and to instruct with wisdom. Fathers themselves are called to be leaders, aren't we? They're called to be teachers. They're called to be neuters. We're also called to model godly behavior and instill values that will guide their children throughout our lives. Amen. So in order to do that, in order to be a father, you got to have a heart, don't you? You got to have a father's heart. The heart of the father is best exemplified by our Heavenly Father In Luke 15, 11 through 32, we just read, we find the parable of the prodigal son. The story itself illustrates the unconditional love, the unconditional patience, and the unconditional forgiveness that a father can offer, despite their son's mistakes or daughter's mistakes. The father welcomed him back, didn't he? With open arms. Not just saying, oh, okay, you can go stay in the servant's quarter, right? In that story, he give everything back to him. Amen. Give him a coat, give him sandals, give him a ring, give him the big old fatty calf. Amen. They celebrated with open arms when he returned. And that is truly the heart of the Father. He's always ready to forgive. Always ready to love. Amen. Fathers are also protectors and providers. In Matthew 7, 9 through 11, Jesus says, which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him stone? Or if he asks for fish, will you give him a snake? If you then thought you were evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Fathers, we are providers, aren't we? We are protectors. And we are ensuring the needs of our families are met. They protect. We safeguard, don't we? Our loved ones from any and all harm that we can. Amen? That reflects the true character of God, don't it? It's not us. Amen? Because we're still fleshed. But when we do that, we reflect the true character of God who provides and protects us. Amen? We also have the influence of the Father. In Proverbs 22:6, it instructs us, start children off the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Amen? The influence of a father is profound. The influence of a father is lasting. The lessons taught, the values instilled, and the love given shape the character of the future of the children. Fathers leave a legacy through their influence on their family and friends. One that can impact through generations. Amen. How many of y'all had a good father? That taught you the way you should go. We also have to honor our fathers. Exodus 20:12 commands us, honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land of the Lord your God is giving you. Honoring our father means showing them respect. It means showing them gratitude. It means showing them love. Hey, some of us sometimes have had a hard time loving somebody, haven't we? Especially when it might have been our father. It means that we're appreciating all of their sacrifices. We're acknowledging all of their efforts. And we're cherishing their presence in our lives. Today, let us take a moment to express our gratitude to our fathers, whether they may be with us or have passed on. Amen. As we celebrate Father's Day, let us remember the vital role that fathers play in our lives. Let us be inspired by the love, by the wisdom, and the strength that they provide. And let us also remember to honor them, not just today on Father's Day. Amen. But every day that we're here on earth, recognizing their contributions and the invaluable role that they have had on our families and our communities. Because when we truly honor their fathers, when they have hearts of the fathers, we can truly understand why God is the Father of all. So again, today we gather to explore a profound and beautiful truth that lies in the very heart of our faith. And that is truly that God is the Father of all. In a world often divided by differences today, this this truth serves as a beacon of hope. It serves as unity. It serves as love. It reminds us that beyond our individual identities and experiences, we are all children from the same divine Father. Amen. Father God. It gives us the universality of God's fatherhood. The concept of God as a father is a central theme in both the Old and the New Testament, isn't it? In the book of Malachi, we read, Malachi 2:10 says, "Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us?" This verse underscores the universal nature of God's fatherhood. He is not the father of a select few. Amen? God is not the father of the select few. But He is the Father of all creation. Amen? Both us being human and all the creation around us. Every human being, regardless of race, regardless of nationality, regardless of creed, is truly a child of God. And God loves His children, don't He? God loves us as His children. As our Father, God's love for us is immeasurable and unconditional. Jesus illustrates that beautiful in the parable of the prodigal son that we just read. The father in the story, despite his son's waywardness, welcomes him back again with open arms, don't he? Celebrating his return. This parable is a powerful reminder of God's enduring love for each one of us. No matter how far we might astray, our Heavenly Father is always ready to forgive us and embrace us with open arms. We also see our relationship with God through this. We understand, or we have an understanding, that God, as our Father, transforms our relationship with Him. It's not a distant or formal relationship, is it? But it's a close one. It's an intimate one. It should be anyway, right? In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us to address God as our Father, inviting us to a personal and loving relationship with Him. This relationship is built on trust, isn't it? It's built on love. It's built also on communication. As His children, we're encouraged to approach Him with the joys, with the sorrows, and with the needs, confident in His care and provision for us. Amen. Because we truly are the family of God. If God is the Father of all, then we are all brothers and sisters, aren't we? This understanding calls us to a deeper sense of community and mutual respect. In Galatians 3:26-28, Paul writes, "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female. You are all one in Christ Jesus." Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be one in Christ. As a member of God's family, we are called to love one another, aren't we? We're also called to support one another. And we're also called to work together to build a more just and compassionate world. More just and compassionate world. And through all of this, we can truly reflect God's fatherhood. As children of God, we're called to reflect His love and fatherhood in our own lives. This means living out the values of kindness, of forgiveness, of compassion. It means being peacemakers, caring for the needy, and standing up for justice. Jesus said in Luke 6:36, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." By embodying these values, we become a true living testament of God's fatherhood of love and love, don't we? So as we go, the knowledge of God is the Father of all, is a source of immense comfort for and inspiration for us. It reassures us of His unwavering love and reminds us of our shared humanity. Let us hold fast to the truth. Let it guide us on our actions and on our interactions. May we strive to live as true children of God together, loving one another as brothers and sisters, and reflecting His light to the world. We thank God for the gift of fatherhood. Help us to always remember that we are Your beloved children, and that You are our loving and merciful Father. Teach us to live in harmony with one another and reflect Your love in all that we do. We thank You for the gift of our earthly fathers. We ask that You bless them with wisdom, with strength, and with love. Help us to honor and appreciate them in our daily lives. May they continue to reflect Your character and guide their families in Your ways. We also pray for those who have lost their fathers or have strained relationships with them, that they may find comfort and healing in God's love. As we get ready for our closing song, let's close with prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I thank You for using Ronnie today, Lord. Lord, not my words spoken, but Yours, Lord. Through Your Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, I thank You for Your message and Your blessing, Lord, of what truly being a father is, Lord. Lord, I thank You for Your ultimate love for each one of us, Lord. Lord, unconditional, like the prodigal son's father, Lord. Lord, You stand there, arms wide open for us, Lord. No matter how many times we mess up, Lord, You're willing to take us back, Lord, because You truly do love us that much. Lord, may each one of us have that instilled upon us right now, Lord. Lord, that we would go out of here today, Lord, with a new loving for You, Lord. Lord, that we would truly want to show the world Your awesome, awesome peace and comfort, mercy, and most importantly, the grace of Your salvation, Lord. Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do, Lord. Lord, we ask You to put somebody in front of us this week, Lord, that we can tell about Your awesomeness, Lord. That we can tell who our true Father is, Lord. Not necessarily the earthly one, Lord, but truly our Father in heaven, Jesus. Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do. In Your name I pray. Everybody say it.